From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. Everything going okay today, Don?
Great, Penny. You doing fine?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
Well, Don and I were invited by NBC to take a sneak peek at the new series Merlin, premiering at 7 p.m. Sunday, June 21st, with back-to-back episodes. More than a decade ago, in 1998 to be exact, NBC aired a miniseries titled Merlin, but this is Merlin the series, which features a younger cast and better special effects. So, Don, your initial thought on Merlin the series?
Well, Merlin the series is it's the Camelot story that gets a reworking, I suppose.
A reworking with a twist.
A reworking to a probably to a younger audience, I would say.
Yes, that's true.
Maybe the Smallville treatment, if you will.
I'll agree with that.
So, well, tell us about it.
Well, Merlin stars, well, and in talking before the podcast began, Don informed me that BBC aired this series last fall, and NBC is borrowing it to air this summer for American audiences, and I think everybody will enjoy it. Merlin the series stars young British actor Colin Morgan in the title role. He plays the infamous sorcerer from the Arthurian legend. And he looks to be in his teens in this update, don't you think?
I would say teens or early 20s. Definitely a young cast, and they're all pretty people.
Except for the older.
Yeah, there are some older guys in there.
Yeah. And playing Prince Arthur is young British actor Bradley James. There is one actor in the series American viewers should be familiar with, and it's two-time Oscar nominee John Hurt, but he is not seen, he is heard as the dragon.
The great dragon, the only dragon remaining in Camelot. He is chained underground in a cave.
Yeah.
And Merlin has to go and find this dragon, and the dragon talks to Merlin.
And Don doesn't like the dragon's voice.
Well, for such a large, imposing, monster-like dragon, the voice is kind of weak and timid and high-pitched and... It just doesn't seem to fit there.
It sounds exactly like John Hurt, though.
Oh, okay.
And, well, the series opens with young Merlin arriving in the kingdom of Camelot, where magic has been outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
And he quickly makes enemies with Prince Arthur, who is heir to King Uther's crown.
Mm-hmm.
But guided by Uther's wise physician, Gaius, probably not one of those pretty people you were talking about.
No, no.
Merlin is soon using his magical powers not just to survive, but also to unlock Camelot's mystical secrets.
Right. And, you know, the storyline is basically based on the characters Merlin, Arthur, and Guinevere before they became legends. So it's kind of it seems like to be a trend lately where we've taken well-known stories and gone back. Much like the new Star Trek movie has done with Captain Kirk and
exactly.
Mr. Spock.
Well, you know, you can only go so far in the future, so why not backtrack?
Right. Certainly these actors, the young and pretty actors, appeal to the younger set. And it makes me, after seeing it, makes me think how much, makes me wonder how much the Harry Potter franchise has influenced this storyline.
Probably quite a bit.
Yeah, I can see some similarities there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of the special effects in the series I thought were entertaining. And one of my favorites was when Merlin was instructed by the future King Arthur to do some menial chores for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does he do? He relies on his magic. And he sets these chores in motion all by themselves, and they're suspended in midair, you know, the sword is being polished and whatnot, while Merlin is reclining in his bed reading.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of funny.
That was one of the better special effects for it. I enjoyed when Merlin was running from Prince Arthur, who was challenging him to a duel, and he used his magic, you know, where nobody could see it to, you know, trip him up and delay him and, mm-hmm. you know, save his head.
Mm-hmm. Well, this series, my research told me that it's already had 13 episodes that have aired in Britain this mm-hmm. past fall. And from what I could learn, it was a critical and a popular hit on British TV. So, you know, maybe NBC might be taking a chance on the Sword and Sorcery, but they may get a summer hit out of it.
I'm hoping so. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, Don, based on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you give Merlin the series?
Well, Merlin the series, it makes a nice family hour program on Sunday nights, I suppose. But it seems better suited to the younger, maybe the tween crowd, and maybe even would go better on a Saturday morning. But I would give it a 6 out of a 10.
Well, see, I think it's a perfect summer series, and Sunday's a good spot for it. You mentioned, you know, the trying to get the tween audience. Well, I remember Sundays as, you know, the Disney, mm-hmm. Wonderful World of Disney.
True.
That was always on Sunday night. So
True.
I think Sunday's the perfect spot for it, and it's a great summer series. I give it an 8.
All righty.
Any final thoughts? Okay.
Nope.
Well, so everybody, check out Merlin, which premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, June 21st on NBC. And check back with TV Preview later, well, next week, for another discussion of an upcoming program. Right now? Okay. And check back next week for TV Preview for another discussion of an upcoming program. Boy, that wasn't any better, was it? Let's see. See, my words aren't quite right here. And check back with TV Preview next week for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the OPUBCO Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.